Better call Saul. Saul Goodman, attorney at law. 505-164-CALL. No, I'm just kidding. Don't call that number. Hello and welcome back to the JCC Primetime Podcast. I'm back for season 4 and kicking off season 4 with the AMC hit show series Better Call Saul, a prequel to the AMC 2008 hit series Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul is over the low-life con man and Albuquerque lawyer Jimmy McGill's origin story on how he went the downward spiral of life into Breaking Bad, turning into his alter ego, Saul Goodman, which would eventually contribute to his role in the Breaking Bad series with Walter White and Jesse Pinkman in running the largest drug operation southwest of the United States in the U.S. drug war. Spoiler alert, major plot points of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul I will be covering despite Breaking Bad ending back in 2013. Better Call Saul is still an active show and currently wrapping up its sixth and final season, as well as the epilogue movie of El Camino available now on Netflix. Alright, now that's been taken care of, onto the show. Set in 2004, 6 years before Breaking Bad, Jimmy McGill, later to be known as Saul Goodman, is a struggling lawyer trying to make ends meet as a public defender in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico. Taking care of his ill brother, Chuck McGill, a well-respected lawyer in the law community and co-partner with Howard Hamlin forming HHM, a well-respected and nationally recognized law firm. However, here's the thing with Chuck McGill. Chuck suffers from electric hypersensitivity, meaning he's allergic to electricity, and is later found out that he's crazy and secretly shows hate and resentment to his brother, which serves as the breaking point of Jimmy turning into Saul Goodman, and Jimmy only wanting his brother's approval in life. During this period of the show, Jimmy, in short, is trying to make the most out of his skills as a lawyer, at first trying to go with the flow of the law system, going in and out as a public defender, hoping to get recognition as a lawyer in the local community at Albuquerque, but struggles and is impatient with his current situation. This is where we also meet Mike Ehrmistraut, who would eventually be the head of security for Gustavo Ring, aka Gus, owner of Los Pollos Hermanos, fast food restaurant and rival of the Salamanca cartel. During this time, Jimmy meeting Mike as a parking attendant for the local courthouse in Better Call Saul. Annoying Jimmy with now and then with not having enough stickers, which this goes back and forth in season 1. This show also introduces us to new characters involved with Jimmy, being Kim Wexler, who serves as an ally to Jimmy and love interest and one of the most popular characters and important characters in the series. Her fate is usually one of many questions in Breaking Bad, since we never see her in the series. And let me just put a pin on this. I'm guessing Kim is still alive in Breaking Bad, but not present, mostly due to Saul Goodman. Even though playing a big role in the series, we never did see Saul Goodman's personal life during Breaking Bad. Other than a flashback in Better Call Saul with Francesca in Saul's office, with Saul Goodman destroying evidence and preparing to flee to Nebraska. Either that or the couple, sadly, will eventually break up, since Saul and Kim's characteristics are very different on multiple levels, which we later see in seasons 3 and 4. Kim Wexler, in short, is bold, motivated, and fearless as a lawyer due to her background in flashbacks shown from her drunk mom to her time in the mailroom services meeting Jimmy for the first time into becoming a lawyer, which inspires Jimmy to become a lawyer. Howard Hamlin serves as the antagonist for Jimmy, working along with Chuck McGill in law, with his character at first teaming up with Chuck following his demands, undermining Jimmy in every way of law, trying to cut him out of every possible way, from multi-million dollar lawsuits to trying to get Jimmy to lose his law license to practice, which ultimately fails and backfires and damages the reputation of HHM. Lastly, we're introduced to Nacho Varga, aka Ignacio. In short, Nacho serves as a double agent over the series, working for the Salamancas and Gus Fring as an informant and critical character in the series. In short, he's poisoned Hector Salamanca, going into a coma, forcing him for the rest of his life to be on a wheelchair, only able to communicate via a ringing bell, also undermining multiple disruptions to the Salamanca organization. For Gus, at last, is the right-hand man for Lalo Salamanca. Which, in my opinion, Lalo Salamanca is perhaps the best Salamanca out of the entire family. Unlike Tuco and Hector and the cousins, Lalo has a brain. Not calling them stupid, but Lalo thinks outside the box, presenting so far the biggest threat to Gus and Jimmy in the entire series, finding out about Gus's secret laboratory being built for the future Walter White, Heisenberg, and Jesse Pinkman's operations, as well as sabotage the most out of the Gustavo's operation and intimidate Jimmy and Kim in season 5. Now, for what I think in the show, in my opinion, is, I've said before, rarely spinoffs come off as popular like my last example, over Batman Beyond being DC's show hit spawning due to spin-offs being either having a negative reviews. It just doesn't have the same success as the original or the prequel where that spin-off is made. In my view, the team behind Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul did an extremely good job in this prequel series for Better Call Saul, reviewing the character of Saul Goodman, because in Breaking Bad, we saw Saul as this con man, hotshot, wannabe, all talk. Yet in Better Call Saul, we don't see that. We see that Saul Goodman is just an alter ego for Jimmy McGill. As we progress through the series, Jimmy loses control of himself like Walter White, basically Breaking Bad like Walter White. Walter was at first a kind, loving husband, father, chemistry teacher, whatever. But due to the circumstances, primarily the shocking news of him having lung cancer, eventually turned him into a monster known as Heisenberg. Heisenberg. I don't know if I like saying the word Heisenberg. Similar to Jimmy, his circumstances ultimately pushes him to the turning into his own monster, such as well as the cause of his demise, as we see in the opening cutscenes of each season. We're introduced to Gene Takovic, aka the alternate alias of Jimmy McGill, after the events of Breaking Bad and El Camino. During this time, Walt has died, the DEA and federal government are crashing down Albuquerque, and everyone involved with Walter White, aka Heisenberg. As we see in El Camino, we don't know the status of a lot of characters besides Jesse, who eventually has a happy ending escaping to Alaska. But in regards to Jimmy, the only mention of him is his law office in the strip, now turned into a sports bar, and that's about it. Ultimately, I can't wait for season 6 over Saul's fate. How will it end? Will Jimmy live out the rest of his life in depression? Will Jimmy be caught by the authorities or the cartels? Or will he finally be able to find redemption in this last season? Stay tuned!